Hello, I'm Jennifer Wengert with WVPE News, and today I'm speaking with Christian Schackler of the South Bend Tribune about his investigative report of the Elkhart Police Department. Christian, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Jennifer. I'm glad to be here.
So the report that you did, first off, I want to address, it wasn't just you, it was also ProPublica. You were working together. You're part of their local news network. Can you just kind of give me a little bit of information about how that partnership works?
Yes. Yeah, so ProPublica's local reporting network, which just started in 2018, is an initiative where ProPublica is partnering with seven different local news organizations around the country, small or medium size news organizations. And what they're doing is they are funding one journalist from each of those news agencies, mostly newspapers. I think there's one public radio station, actually. And they are funding the reporter's salary for a year and benefits so that those news organizations can dedicate that reporter for the entire calendar year to working on an investigative project in partnership with ProPublica.
So the investigative report that you're doing focuses on the Elkhart Police Department. How did you get into that story?
Well, we pitched the idea of looking into criminal justice issues in Elkhart County to ProPublica because of a very historic thing that had happened, which was the pardon of Keith Cooper in early 2017. He received Indiana's first ever pardon based on innocence. Most pardons are for someone who admits that they have done a crime and have sort of since turned their life around or have a good reason why they should be pardoned and have the criminal record wiped off their record. But in this case, the governor actually gave Cooper a pardon based on innocence, essentially finding that he did not commit the crime that he had been convicted of years earlier. And that was an interesting case that we thought raised interesting questions about criminal justice in Elkhart County and involved a lot of individuals at different steps along the way in that case that have still been in influential positions, whether in Elkhart County or at the state level, or have actually risen to higher positions since then, such as the chief of police or the state attorney general or the Elkhart County prosecutor. And so we thought it would be worthwhile to spend some time looking and seeing if there were more issues worth exploring in the justice system in Elkhart County.
And you found that there definitely were.
That's right. We think we did.
And looking at the key findings, you did – one of the reports was on the Keith Cooper case and his co-defendant, Christopher Parrish. But then you started digging into disciplinary issues and personnel files. And I wanted to touch on a little bit – I know you did a lot of work with the Freedom of Information Act requests. And I think a lot of people, listeners and readers, don't realize that they can also make those requests, but that they're kind of difficult to get right because someone on the other end might interpret it differently than you wrote it. And can you just talk a little bit about those requests and kind of the process you go through to get some of that information that you needed to do this report?
Yeah, that's right, that making these Freedom of Information Act or in Indiana the Access to Public Record Act requests can be complicated in terms of how you actually get at what you want and write a request that's specific enough and targeted enough to get you the information you need. For example, in Indiana, if you want emails of a public official, you have to specify who the email was sent by and who the email was sent to. And you have to specify a 6-month time frame. At least that's what the state has said they consider a reasonable time frame. And then you have to specify, you know, topics or keywords. So it's really important to know what exactly you're looking for and have a good idea before you ask what you think there is there. Because if you just ask for something very broad, you know, public officials can come back and say you're just on a fishing expedition and don't really know what you want. And so we knew that, for example, with personnel files of police officers, that there are certain records in those files that have to be turned over by police departments. And we made sure to not just ask for all the personnel files for all the police officers on the department, but that we had names of police officers who we were interested in looking at their records, and so we could specify those. And that definitely saved us a lot of time.
And looking into the personnel records, your headline, Punished Yet Promoted, you looking into those personnel files, you found a lot of the supervisors in the department had pretty lengthy disciplinary records. Can you just tell me a little bit about what you found in those records?
Well, what we found in the records that we examined, which included the 34 highest-ranking officers on the Elkhart Police Department from sergeant up to chief of police, is that of those 34 highest-ranking officers, 28 of them had been disciplined at least once during their career, 15 had been suspended, so a more serious form of discipline, 7 of the highest-ranking 34 officers on the department have been involved in fatal shootings during their career. 3 have actually been convicted of criminal offenses during their career. So that's what we found on sort of the broad level. We found that the current assistant chief of police, who was appointed by the current chief less than 3 years before he was promoted to assistant chief, had actually been a lieutenant but was demoted 2 ranks down to corporal because he made comments about a fatal shooting that another police officer was involved in, where he said now this officer could check shooting a person off of his bucket list, according to witnesses who reported this. We found that one of the captains that was promoted to that role by the current police chief had previously been suspended 4 days for sending inappropriate emails that included some really gruesome images of a man who was killed during a police chase in another city. And we found that there was one sergeant who was promoted to that position by the current chief who had actually been disciplined at least 27 times before he was promoted. I believe he was suspended 11 times and reprimanded 15 times before he was promoted to sergeant. And there was another sergeant who was promoted to his current position by the current chief who had been suspended 60 days at one point for throwing a woman's valuables in the garbage after he arrested her, which included her food stamp card, her Medicaid card, her driver's license, according to the records, and was later suspended again for 5 days for another incident of misconduct. So we did find multiple instances where officers had somewhat substantial disciplinary records before being promoted to a command role in the department.
And one of the things you also found, it's got the nice infographic here, is after the current chief was appointed as chief, discipline in the department went down a lot. And then one of the things that you pulled out is the beating of Mario Guerrero Ledesma. Can you tell me a little bit about what you found with that? There was a video involved. What happened?
Yeah, so we were interested, obviously, in looking at how disciplinary cases are being handled in the department. And one thing we noticed is that disciplinary actions that are being brought by the current police chief to the city's civilian oversight board that is ultimately in charge of hiring and promotion and discipline of officers have really declined since he became chief in 2016. So the board is seeing fewer disciplinary actions, and we were interested in looking at a couple of the cases that he has brought forward to the board. And one of them, which was brought to the board, which is actually called the Police Merit Commission, in June of this year, was a case involving two officers that was described as a violation of the department's policies on use of force. And these two officers received written reprimands. So we were interested in seeing what that was about and ultimately learned that while the chief described this incident to the Merit Commission as these two officers having gone a little overboard with a subject who was in custody, actually what the officers had done was punched this person in the face while the person was in handcuffs. So that seemed like worth looking into more. And so we asked for the video of this incident. It turns out that the video was not recorded by police dash cam or body cameras, but was actually recorded in detention, because what had happened was this person, who was wearing handcuffs at the time, spit at one of the officers, and the two officers, while the man was handcuffed and sitting in a chair, pushed him backwards onto the floor and then punched him about 10 times between the two of them. And we published the video of what had happened. And since then, the mayor of Elkhart has acknowledged that perhaps these two officers could have been disciplined a little more severely than just the reprimands that they received from the police chief at the time. And other city officials, including a city councilman, have said that it appears that the city's civilian leadership did not have full information about what had happened in this incident until the video was published by us and ProPublica. And so this seems to raise some questions about how that was handled at that time and whether there was a full and accurate accounting given of what had happened. And the full information about what had happened was not disclosed actually to the city's civilian leadership until we actually asked for the video. And there were people, including the mayor and members of the Police Merit Commission, who didn't even know a video of this incident existed until we asked for it in October.
So since your investigative report, you're talking a little bit about how the mayor and the city council and the merit board have reacted to it since then. The mayor has requested that the Indiana State Police look into this. They have declined. The Indiana State Police told the mayor that there would be a Department of Justice issue. This is something the Department of Justice under President Trump have not really been doing. And the mayor is not really coming forward with what can be done next. Do you know of anything? Should it be the Department of Justice? Is there anyone else that looks into these things? Have you heard of any reaction of anyone looking more into this because of your report and just going forward?
The mayor of Elkhart has, you know, said that he's taking this seriously, what had happened with the incident where the handcuffed man was punched in January, and that he's looking into it and trying to get answers. He did ask that the Indiana State Police not only take part in the criminal case that's been filed against the two officers as a result of what had happened. Both officers who punched this man were charged with misdemeanor battery. And he asked that the state police work hand-in-hand with the Elkhart County Prosecutor's Office in that criminal case. But he also asked that the state police basically come in and do a broader look at whether there are patterns of excessive force in the police department. And the state police responded that they felt, since charges have already been filed, that there wouldn't really be a reason for them to come in and do a criminal investigation now that the Elkhart County Prosecutors have already filed charges. And in addition to that, it's not really the state police's role, as they see it, to investigate operations of other police departments, to look at these types of patterns that the Elkhart mayor has asked them to look at. And so they did say typically something like allegations of civil rights violations would be something that would be investigated by the U.S. Department of Justice. Under the current administration, the Trump administration, the Department of Justice has backed off a previous role that they had where they would go into local police departments and investigate possible civil rights violations. So it's unclear whether the Department of Justice would actually do an investigation like that, even if the mayor of Elkhart asked them to. So it's a situation where it's not really clear whether there's anybody at the state or federal level who can do an investigation like that. Last week, Elkhart Mayor Tim Neese said that he was thinking about asking the Department of Justice to do this type of investigation, but had not made a decision to do so and wasn't really sure if he was going to. And that sort of leaves a question wide open as to whether there's anybody to do an investigation like what he was asking for. I will say that in 1994, the mayor of Elkhart at the time actually had some private consultants who were former, one of them was a former New York City police commissioner. He had them come in and do a review of the police department. And so there is precedent in the past for the city of Elkhart, you know, asking not a government agency but a private consulting firm to come in and do a similar type of investigation.
So the mayor is obviously reacting in some way to this, and he's been holding some public forums, and people have expressed opinions about the work that you've been doing. What sort of opinions are you seeing from your readers? I don't want to say like, because I'm sure people don't necessarily like this, but do they appreciate the work? Do they want to see more of this type of reporting? Or are you just seeing a lot of just angry reactions? People like, why is this happening in my police department? What do you see from readers?
We've seen a range of reactions. There are certainly people who have reached out to us and said that they appreciated the investigative journalism that we're doing and feel that it's valuable to do the type of journalism that revealed the video of what had happened with the punching of this handcuffed individual in January, for example. And we've also seen angry reactions from people who say the police chief should resign, or all the police officers who were in the room when this incident happened where this person was punched should immediately be fired. So there are some extreme reactions where people are calling for, you know, fairly serious actions to be taken against people involved in this. And then at the same time, there are people who have come to some of these public forums who have said that they think the coverage of the Elkhart police has been unfair and that it's overly negative, and you know, that our reporting that showed the disciplinary records of some of the command staff of the police department doesn't really show the whole picture, that these are, you know, hardworking, dedicated individuals who are trying to do their best and serve and protect the citizens of Elkhart, and that, you know, it's unfair to reduce their careers to their disciplinary records. And so we've heard the whole gamut of reaction from people who are very happy that we've done this reporting and feel that there should be major changes made in the Elkhart Police Department because of it, to people who don't feel that the reporting that we've done reveals anything particularly concerning about the department.
Is there more reporting? I know you're following the story. You've been to the public forums and such. But is there more reporting? Are you digging into other things? Should we be looking out for more articles?
Well, we're certainly continuing our reporting, and we think we'll be doing some more stories before the end of the year. It's too early to know exactly what those may look like at this point, but we'll certainly be following, you know, any continuing reaction to the stories we've already done and what may or may not happen as a result of those. It seems likely that the discussion that's been started in response to these stories probably will continue and hasn't ended yet. So we'll be keeping an eye on that.
I've been speaking with Christian Scheckler of the South Bend Tribune. Links to his reporting on the Elkhart Police Department can be found on our website. You can also look up the stories at southbendtribune.com or at propublica.org. Thanks, Christian, for being here.
Thank you, Jennifer. I really appreciate it.